on here for our second game up here at beautiful Crestview Athletic Facility in Convoy, Ohio. First game, the Indians were they were defeated. What was it? 16 to 11. 16 to 11?
No, 10.
16 to 10. But they played a phenomenal game, and if you didn't listen to it, we were in the game till the last inning. Got a few runs scored there at the very last inning, and made it look a little lopsided, but we were only one run down before that. Starting the second game here, playing the Crestview Lady Knights. Chelsea Timmerman's leading off. Pitch to the plate. Popped up. Popped up out of play. I've been talking through the first two pitches here all of a sudden, so we actually, it's one ball, two strikes, no outs. Top of the first, playing the Lady Knights of Crestview. And Chelsea takes a big cut at that pitch and goes down swinging. So that's going to be our first out. That's going to put
center fielder number 5, Audra Metzger.
Post.
On deck.
Audra Metzger at the plate. Batting in the two hole. We got Devin Post on deck. Pitcher delivers. She chops it back to the pitcher. Pitcher scoops, tosses it over to first for our second out.
Metzger hits it back to the box, and Weaver takes care of her. Two outs in the inning.
Two outs.
Your pitcher, number 22, Devin Post.
Two outs in the top of the first. We got Devin Post stepping into the batter's box. Looks like they re-chalked the gravel parking lot here for the next game.
It looks like.
Either that or that's just painted on. I don't know which. It might be parking stripes because it's a parking lot when they're not playing softball.
Could be.
First pitch in there for a strike. We've got, who do we got on deck?
Casey Vogel, I think.
Casey Vogel on deck. Devin hits a pitch. Foul down third baseline. Rolls right by Ryan. Ryan Tin, our assistant coach today. Our head coach is, did I hear that right?
He's turkey hunting.
Turkey hunting. Now, is that inside one of our local turkey houses? Is that where he's hunting? Because I'm going to say that Coopers is going to be pissed off if he's inside one of our local turkey houses with a gun shooting them white ones. If he comes home with a white turkey, he's never hearing the end of
it.
That's going to be the only place he has a chance of getting a turkey is inside a turkey house.
I agree.
Devin strikes out, goes down swinging. So that's our third out. One, two, three for the Lady Indians. We'll be back. We're back here. Tiana, is that who's up? Tiana Reger up to the plate. Lefty. She digs in. Our pitcher for this game is Devin Post. Pitching for this second game of our, I guess I didn't call it a doubleheader, second game of the day for the quad classic. It's the quad classic. She's sprinting out of that batter's box trying to get some sort of a slap hit bunt thing going on. Devin delivers, throws a bunt right back to Devin. She picks it up. And Devin throws the ball in the dirt, and Witt couldn't scoop it out. So that's
gravel.
Into the gravel. So that's going to be a infield bunt.
Your catcher, base hit. 14, Cora Millay.
Their catcher's at the plate. She shows bunt. Runner goes. Carly backs up the play, picks it up. Throw was made, not in time. Stolen base. Number 14's at the plate. Millay. She's also a lefty. She tries bunt again, and that's popped foul. And Darian, these girls from Crestview are wearing shorts.
Shorts, yes.
How would you like to slide into any of these bases with shorts?
I probably would not.
That would be miserable.
Especially in gravel.
Yeah, it's gravel. absolutely gravel. Devin's wind's picking up a little bit here. If you can't hear it on our mics, it's kind of getting breezy. Wind's blowing in, it looks like. Batter chops one back to third. And we got the girl in a pickle from second. And Carly puts the tag on her. Ball was slapped down to Casey at third. She was going to throw the ball to first and then saw the runners get off really far off the base.
Yeah, I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking. Caught the lead runner in a pickle, ran her back to second, 13, flipped the ball to Carly, and Carly put the tag on her for an out.
So good play for the Indians there.
Yeah, great play by the Indians. It gives us one out. They got a runner on first. Pitch is in there for a strike. They call that a ball, Big Al? Big Al's still hanging out with us. He keeps us going. He keeps us straight here because he knows what's going on. And I know I don't, and I'm for sure Darian doesn't because he messes with his phone more than he watches the ball game.
But yep.
Devin Wines delivers. Another ball. And we've got Aaliyah Jenkins catching, and she got the ball. But runner went, and she didn't attempt to throw. So stand-up stolen base over at second. So that puts her in scoring position. One out. Pitch to the plate. She chops that right towards her coach down third baseline. So we've got – should be two, right? Two strikes?
I believe so.
Two strikes, one – two balls, two strikes, one out. Devin's pitching, starting our second game here. We've got Whitwell at first, Carly at second, Carly Stone. We've got Chelsea Timmerman at short and Casey Vogel at third. Devin gets a strike in there. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins behind home plate and Devin Post pitching this game. Pitch to the plate. That is chopped to third. Picked up and thrown to first. Out at first. Runner makes it to third, so that's an out. So we've got two outs. Advances the runner to third base. But we've got two outs. In the outfield for this next game, we have Emily Hart in left. We've got Audra in center. And who we got out there in right?
Looks like Hannah Kanapke.
Hannah Kanapke in right. Devin's ready. Wines delivers.
Oh, my.
That was a ball. Looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, looked good to me, too.
Looked pretty good to me and Darian. But what the heck do we know?
I know more than you.
No, I'm not arguing that. Pitch to the plate, and that ball is hit down the third baseline, and that's going to roll out to left field. That's going to score the runner. That's going to score the runner single, and batter gets an RBI.
Now batting center fielder number 12, Sydney Bowen.
So number 12 steps to the plate, Sydney Bowen. Devin's ready. Wines delivers, throws one in there for a ball. Can't express enough. These girls are wearing shorts from Crestview, the Lady Knights, and we are playing in a gravel parking lot.
Yeah, I would never slide.
Pitch is in there for a called strike. Got one ball, one strike, two outs, runner on first. Lady Knights leading by one run, 1-0. Top of the first inning. Pitch is in there for ball. I'm sorry, it's the bottom of the first inning. Batter digs in. Devin's ready. Delivers. That ball's popped up. We should have a play. And we do. We do have a play. Aaliyah makes a good play behind home plate. And that's the third out for the inning. Crestview gets one run this inning, and we will take a break, and we'll be right back. We have got Casey Vogel at the plate. She takes first pitch in there for a ball, low and outside. Casey steps out of the batter's box, levels the bat a few times. She's back in, pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. Their pitcher is
Number six.
Tiffany Weaver. She's about, what, 5'2", 90, yeah. 96 pounds.
Nice rip. Get there.
Nice hit by Casey. Hits kind of a slicer over first base.
And she was about new.
With the single to right field.
Rolls a nice hit out to right field.
It's a good designated player, number 24, Tori Vaughn.
Good way to start the inning for the Indians. We've got a runner on first with a hit. We've got Tori Vaughn stepping to the plate. She checks a sign from Coach 10, and the pitch is in there. Runner was going to go, and then she thought better of it, and it went back to first. Tori's checking her signs from her coach. Steps back into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Wines, delivers. She pops it up. Get out of play. And it does fall just beyond the fence, out of play.
Thank goodness.
So that's two strikes. No balls. Two strikes. No outs. Top of the second. Tori steps in, touches the plate with the bat. She's ready. Pitcher delivers. Goes down swinging. First out. We got Carly Stone to the plate.
Second baseman, number 12, Carly Stone.
She didn't play the first game. She's in for the second game. She steps into the batter's box. Pitcher winds, delivers. Shows bunt, and that's popped up behind home plate. So that's going to be strike one. We got strike one.
Yep.
No balls. One out. Runner on first. Casey led off with a single, and she's still at first. Pitcher's ready. Winds, delivers, shows bunt. She drops a pretty good one, but it spins out of play. So we have, she's got two strikes, no balls, one out. Top of the second, pitcher delivers, and she goes down swinging. Two outs.
Come on, Hannah. Right fielder, number 15, Hannah Kanapke.
Hannah Kanapke steps in, her first at bat.
Let's go, Hannah, let's go. You got it.
Still got a runner on first. We've got Whit Will on deck. Pitch to the plate. Hannah pops one up. And
a great play by the first baseman.
Kristen Etzler to take care of Kanapke for the third out of the inning.
The first baseman makes a heck of a play on that ball all the way over in front of Fort Recovery's dugout.
One runner left on base.
Kristen Etzler up to bat for the Crestview Lady Knights. Devin's on the mound. First pitch, high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Etzler at the plate. She's batting in the number six spot. Devin delivers. Outside for a ball. Lady Knights leading our Lady Indians 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Pitch to the plate, outside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes, top of the second. We're up here at Crestview in Convoy, Ohio. Next pitch was a high for a ball that sends the batter to first base, base on balls. We're up here in Convoy, Ohio. Looks like we're in the edge of
number five, Avery McCoy.
The edge of
the parking lot at the Fort Kerry High School.
The edge of the parking lot. No, I was noticing all the windmills up here. We're at the edge of land. Ball gets past the catcher, gets to the fence. but I think that was a hit.
I think it hit her. Yeah, I'm not sure where.
That was a
hit by the pitch. Left fielder number two, Kennedy Speed.
Hits by a pitch, and so the runner takes first base. Spieth at the plate. Let's see, no outs. Runners on first and second. Ball gets past the catcher. That's going to advance both runners. Got a runner on now second and third. No outs. Lady Knights threatening here. No outs with runners in scoring position. We've got Spieth at the plate. Ball high. I'm not sure if that's in relation to Jordan. Is that in relation to Jordan Spieth?
No.
Okay. Devin Post on the mound. Wines delivers. Fouled back for a strike. So that's two balls, one strike. No outs for the Lady Knights. Playing our second game here. We have four teams up here playing. We've got Fort Recovery, Crestview playing this game. Now the Lincoln View ball's popped up, and that's going to be out of play. Emily made an effort to get there, but couldn't quite get there. She could have caught that out of play there. That would have been a nice out, but couldn't quite get there. Get the Lady Lancers playing the Salina Bulldogs in the other game. Who won that first game between Crestview and Salina?
I believe Salina won.
I think you're right.
4-3.
Yep, I think Salina did win that first one. So now we're switch fields and switch teams, and we got Fort Recovery playing Crestview. Pitch to the plate. That ball is also hit about the same spot.
Yep.
Down left field line, out of play.
They now here.
Yep, we've got no outs. We've got runners on second, third. We definitely need to get something going here.
Yeah.
Get an out. Don't want to let any more runs across. Lady Knights leading 1-0 right now. Devin Post on the mound. Pitch. That ball again is hit down left field line. Emily's getting her workout over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Picking all them up. Emily settles back in her spot there in left field. Devin's ready. Wines delivers. And that ball is chopped to second base. Carly makes it look easy, picks it up, flips it to first, gets the out.
Rounds out to Stone at second. Gets it. Picks up an RBI as Etzler scores.
Gets the out at first. The runner from third makes it home easily for an RBI. Runner from second makes it to third. So we've got
second baseman number three, Alyssa Gent.
We've got number three at the plate, Alyssa Gent. She digs in, pitch to the plate. She pops it up over the fence, out of play. That brought another run across for the Lady Knights. So they've got one run in the first inning and one run in the second so far. We've got one out. Pitch to the plate, high and outside for a ball. We've got one ball, one strike, one out. Devin Post on the mound this game. She winds, delivers. In there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Chelsea pitched a great game in a losing effort in the first game.
Yeah, pitched well.
Devin winds. That ball is hit down the third baseline, foul. She's working hard up there.
Yep. You got it. Need a strike here.
One ball, two strikes. Wind picking up a little bit. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Devin backs off the pitching rubber. Now she's back on. Wines delivers. That ball gets past the catcher, and that's going to bring another run in. That's going to bring the runner in from third to home. So another run gets across home plate for the Lady Knights. Now they're leading 3-0. That brings the count now to full. We've got 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Need an out.
Devin's bringing the payoff pitch. Gets her swinging.
Good pitch.
Gets her swinging. 2 outs. 2 outs for the Indians.
2 outs in the inning. That brings your shortstop to the plate. Number 4, Tiana Rager.
Tiana Rager, that's a shortstop. She's batting in the number 1 spot.
I believe she's a switch hitter. She batted left-handed the first time I bat.
You're right. Man, that was a good – glad you noticed that because as much as you've been looking at your phone, I would never pick – I never thought you'd pick up on that, but I'm impressed.
Yep. That's what I'm here for.
Devin's ready. Delivers a pitch. Low for a ball. Al, you're into softball and baseball more than I am. Is that's pretty unusual for a high school kid to bat from both sides of the plate. Yeah, this girl that's up first, she hits one back to first base, Witt scoops it and steps on the base. Yeah, this girl that just made the out,
Rager,
she batted left-handed the first time up, and this time up she batted right-handed, but she made an out both times.
Yep.
So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. We're back here in Convoy, Ohio, playing at the Crestview Athletic Facility. We are up to bat, Lady Indians. Witt takes a first pitch in there for a strike. Witt Will, our first baseman's up to bat. Now what spot is she batting in? She's in Witt pit. Witt pops it up. Get out of play. Get out of play. First baseman runs over and makes the play.
Nice catch by her counterpart, Krista Netzler.
Krista Netzler got us out the last inning with a ball hit well out of bounds, and she makes a play on
Emily Hart.
Emily Hart steps in. She's batting in the number 9 spot. Emily takes the first pitch in there for a strike.
You're on it. Keep your head in there.
You got an M right here?
M's playing left field for us. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Takes another cut at it. That's strike 2. No balls. 2 strikes. 1 out. We've got top of the order coming up with Chelsea Timmerman. Pitch. Strike 3. Out on 3 straight pitches. Chelsea Timmerman.
Shortstop number 14, Chelsea Timmerman.
Chelsea Timmerman steps up to the plate. She checks the signs from Coach 10. She settles into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Delivers. That ball has hit a ton into center field.
If the wind is blowing out, that's gone.
Yep. The wind right now is blowing pretty hard, kind of coming in. Chelsea hit that ball pretty much to the fence, and if the wind would have been blowing the other direction, that would have been a home run.
That would have gone.
It fell just right in front of the fence.
Man,
nice hit, double. She's standing at second base now. With 2 outs, and we've got Audra Metzger at the plate. She digs in. Pitch to the plate. Low. Gets past the catcher. Chelsea makes it to third, no problem. No throw to third. So Chelsea was awake and watching, and she took off just as soon as she saw that ball bobbled, and now she's standing at third. So we just need a hit.
Need a hit.
Get a run across here.
2 outs. Got to do it with 2 here.
Yep. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball.
Ooh, that looked good.
2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Audra Metzger, our center fielder, steps out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes.
We want her to hit.
We got to get at little, just to just get it in play. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Outside for a ball. That's going to send Audra to first base. Base on balls. Now we've got our pitcher coming up to
runners
the plate.
On the corners for your pitcher, number 22, Devin Post.
Devin Post steps to the plate. Catcher called a timeout. Having a little meeting at pitcher's mound with the infield. That was a quick meeting.
Yep.
Umpire gets the gravel off of home plate. Devin steps in. She's got to get a hit here, Darren.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, she
right
took
on
a,
it.
She took a huge cut at it, fouled it off, fouled it back. So now we've got no balls, one strike, one out, or two outs. We got runners on the corner. Got runners on first and third. Just smack it in play. Just keep it in play. Pitch to the plate. Fouled another one back. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Devin's going to get her bat on this one right here, I think.
I hope so.
Devin's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low. Catcher comes up firing, fires the ball to third, and Chelsea was easily back on the bag.
Yeah.
And that allowed our runner to get from first to second. So now we got two runners in scoring position.
We need a hit.
Devin chops one back to the shortstop.
Man.
Did they get her?
Yeah, they
got her. I
couldn't
see. Oh. She chopped one back to the third baseman, and she picked it up and then dropped it, but still had enough time to get it over to first to end the inning. We strand two. That hurt.
Yep, that hurt.
No runs.
And we'll be back. All right. We're back here in the bottom of the third inning. She got Devin pitches to the plate, and the batter, would they score that? How they score that? Okay. She showed bunt, right? She showed bunt. The batter showed bunt and got hit by the ball, and that's going to be a strike. She tries to bunt again. And
that was a perfect bunt.
Throws down a perfect bunt.
Malay with the bunt single.
Throws down a perfect bunt. Bunt single. And then was that Aaliyah? Kind of held onto the ball and didn't really make a move with it. And the runner
heads
just.
Heads up play by her.
Runner just goes to second and or goes to first and then immediately to second. And we're still standing holding the ball.
Yep.
So mental mistake.
Mental errors.
Again. Now we got a runner on second on a bunt. Pitch to the plate. Popped up.
Watch her, Devin, Devin, watch her.
Popped out. Popped out to Devin Post, and runner stays in second.
Number 10, Jada Preston.
Number 10 at the plate, Preston. She's batting in the number 4 spot, cleanup spot. Number 10, she digs in. Devin throws the ball low, and it gets past the catcher. And
Devin, watch four.
Runner came around third, kind of threatened to head towards home, and then she went back to third base. This girl on base is quick.
Yep, she is. She's fast. She got some wheels.
Batter showing bunt, pulls it back. Inside. Inside for a ball. Count goes to 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out, runner on third. Batter shows bunt again.
Pick up your mitt.
Pulls it back, pitch to the plate. She takes a cut at it, fouled back. Batter checks her signs from her coach. count is two balls, one strike, one out. Devin's on the mound, steps onto the pitching rubber. Wines throws a low one in there, gets past Aaliyah, and the runner easily gets across home plate.
She's quick.
She is quick.
All right, now come back, battle back.
So that brings another run across. That's four runs for the Lady Knights. They're leading 4-0. Devin's on the mound. Pitch. She's hits one down third baseline, bounces right over third base. Emily comes up, picks the ball up, gets it into Carly at second.
Preston with the single off the third base.
Holds her to a single. So they got a runner on first.
Number 12, Sydney Bowen.
Sydney Bowen at the plate. One out. Sydney's playing center field. She's batting in the number 5 spot. Pitch to the plate. She shows bunt, drops a bunt down. Casey Picks scoops. Doesn't make the throw. Doesn't make the throw to first. Holds on to the ball. So that's going to be another bunt single. Now they've got runners on first and second.
First baseman, number 16, Kristen Etzler.
Kristen Etzler at the plate.
Back now.
She's batting in the 6th spot. She digs in, pitch to the plate, outside. That gets away from our catcher, gets back to the fence.
Indy's just looking out of it right now.
That advances both runners, so now they've got two runners in scoring position on second and third. Devins settles in on the mound. Wines throws. That ball's chopped to third. Thrown to first, out.
Nope, run at her, run at her.
A little bit of a mix up there. Ball thrown to Carly to get the out at second, and she gets back, and then that allows the runner from third to get into.
Hessler taken care of by Vogel, but picks up an RBI.
Two outs. Pitch to the plate.
Avery,
inside for a ball. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Devin steps onto the pitching rubber. Wines delivers. Strike. Ball's dropped. And that allows the runner from second to third. So now we've got a runner. They've got a runner on third. Got two outs. One ball, one strike.
Need to get out of the inning here.
Bottom of the second. Lady Knights got two runs across. Strike. And the ball gets behind. The ball gets behind catcher, and pitcher comes into cover, but not in time. That scores a runner from third. So that's three runs.
Let's get out of here now. Let's go.
Three runs across this inning. Makes the score
right at her.
6-0. Two outs. Number 5 at the plate. McCoy, she's batting in the 7th spot. Devin's ready. Wines delivers. That ball is hit. Hit foul. Hit just outside of third base line.
Yep.
Yeah, the Indians aren't looking as sharp as they looked.
No.
I mean, they looked really sharp the first
game.
They ended up with a loss, but they played well. They played sharp. They're not playing as sharp as they did the first game.
Way too many mental errors.
Yep. Pitch to the plate. Kind of a change up by Devin.
Looked like a good pitch.
Yeah, they did. They called that a ball. So that's two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Devin's ready. Delivers. That ball is hit down the third base, right towards their coach. Out of play. Devin's doing a fine job so far.
Yep.
Devin Hawkins ready. Delivers a pitch. High. High for a ball. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Full count. Here comes a payoff pitch. Chopped to short. Picked up, thrown to first. Out. Gets us out of the inning. Gets us out of the inning. Nice play by Chelsea. Nice play
yeah,
by Chelsea.
Good job.
McCoy down for the third out of the.
Casey Vogel's going to start us out here in the top of the fourth. She digs into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. She hits one towards second base. Second baseman scoops it up, throws it to first. She drops it, but then picks it back up the second time and still is in time to get the out. So that's one out.
Man.
We got Tori Vaughn up to bat, and we've got Carly Stone. Carly Stone's on deck. Tori Vaughn at the plate. The wine delivers. She hits a little blooper out to short. Shortstop scoops, fires, out.
Rager takes care of Vaughn for the second out of the inning.
Second out of the inning.
Second baseman, number 12, Carly Stone.
Carly Stone's up to bat. She went down swinging the first time up. She checks the signs from her coach. She settles in. Pitcher's ready. And they're low for a ball. Wind's really picking up now. Pitch to the plate. In there for a ball. Al thinks that they've got fans out in the far distance there, and they're blowing all this wind this way. I'm not arguing. Carly takes a cut at one and fouls it back. So that's two balls, one strike, two outs. Indians trailing here in this game. We were trailing in the other one, and we
yep.
came right back and got in it, so I'm not worried about that.
Well, we got to get something going here.
Yep. Carly settles in, two outs. Takes a big cut at that one and misses for a strike. So now that evens the count at two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fourth inning. Indians trailing here, playing the Crestview Lady Knights. Carly hits one chopper down to second. Second baseman picks it up, flips it to first. We're out. One, two, three. We will be back after this. We're back here in Convoy, Ohio, playing the Crestview Lady Knights. Devin gets that first pitch in there in the bottom of the fourth inning for a strike. We've got Spieth at the plate. Pitches in there for a ball. She was showing bunt. Spieth, she might have a tendency to choke. If it was a short par three, she'd
yep.
choke. Hey, I'm funny. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Pitches in there for a ball. Two balls, one strike, no outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians trailing by a few runs here. We got to get these guys out. One, two, three. Be a good start.
Be a great start.
Devin, they show bunt. That ball is bunted foul. Now he brings the count to even. Two balls, two strikes. What do you think about them shorts and them tall white socks? What's your fashion?
That looks terrible.
What's your fashion opinion?
That looks
on
terrible.
I was gonna say that, but I'm glad you brought it up. Devin's ready. Pitch to the plate. I don't want to make anybody mad out there listening, but you know though, the senior generation sometimes wear those support socks and a
yeah.
support hose. It kind of reminds me of those. They might have bought them. Pitches in there high. They might have. That's ball four. That's going to send her to first base. They might have bought them. I don't know.
They're buying them.
Maybe Calp Pharmacy. They, you know, the support socks, or maybe they got them from a local nursing home. I'm not sure. But they've got these white support hose on.
Yep.
And the shorts that are clear down to their knees. It's a sweet look. She shows bunt. Number three is at the plate. Gent. First batter made it to first on four balls. No outs. Gent's got one strike. On her. Devin's ready. Wines delivers. She shows bunt, pulls it back. So we got one ball, one strike. Lots of gravel dust hitting Terry and I in the face right now with the wind blowing, kind of blowing in from left a little bit.
Yep.
Devin Wines delivers. She pops one up into right field.
Caught by Hannah Kanapke.
Hannah Kanapke actually
nice
runs up. Makes
right
that
field.
Look pretty easy.
One out in the inning.
That's the
your
first out.
Tiana Rager.
Shortstop's up to bat.
She's batting right or left-handed this time?
Rager. She's batting into one spot. She's going to step into the batter's box.
On the right side.
Batting right-handed. She shows bunt. Pulls it back. Runner goes. Throw down. Not in time. Not in time. Rager has, this is her third time at the plate. The first time she bat from the left side. The second time she bat from the right side. She made outs both times, so we hope she keeps that consistency.
Yep.
She hits a nice ball that drops fair down the left field line. That's going to score. That's going to score the runner from second easily. And Tiana Rager gets a double, stand-up double. So that brings another run across for the Lady Knights. Got one out.
Catcher number 14, Cora Millay.
Casey, come here.
Rager is on second. We've got one out. We've got Millay at the plate. She shows bunt, drops a bunt down right in front of Devin.
Great bunt.
Devin runs in to make the play, but Malay's pretty speedy, and she really didn't have a play at first, so she just held on to the ball. So we'll give that another bunt single. Now we got runners on the corner on first and third. We've got number 13 at the plate, Guess. She's batting in a three spot. Show and bunt, pulls it, runner goes, no throw. Runner steals second without a throw. 13, Guess is at the plate. She steps out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. Devin Wines delivers. Chopped foul. So that's no balls. Two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. I'm sorry.
Bottom of the fourth. Bottom, yep.
Good place for it.
Devin throws a changeup in there for a ball. One ball, two strikes, one out. Devin Wines delivers. That ball is hit to shortstop, bounces off of Chelsea's foot, and gets past Audra, and that's going to roll all the way to the fence. That's going to score two. She's going to be into third base with a triple. That scores
two-run triple for Brady Guest.
That scores two runs.
Man, right off Chelsea's foot.
That was hit really hard, and Chelsea tried to make a play on it, and it bounced off her foot and rolled out into center field. Audra was running up to make the play, and the ball got past her, so not a good play.
No.
First pitch in there for a ball. We've got Weaver at the plate. Maybe not. No, we don't. Yeah. Next ball in there for a strike.
Just one out here, too.
Yep, they got a runner on third. One out. Pitch to the plate. High. High for a ball. We got two balls, one strike, one out. Lady Knights leading 8-0 right now. Batter digs in. pitch to the plate, high for a ball. Three balls, one strike, one out. Convoy, Ohio, on a nice, sunny, breezy day here, Saturday. Next pitch is in there and gets past the catcher, but rolls right underneath the ump's feet.
Runners on the corners for center fielder number 12, Sydney Bowen.
And that was ball four, so that's going to send her to first base, base on balls.
We got to find a way to get out of this.
We got Bowen up to the plate with runners on the corner. Devin's ready, delivers, in there for a strike. Runner goes, no throw. So now they got runners on second and third, two runners in scoring position. We got Bowen at the plate. Devin's on the mound. She's ready. Wines, delivers. Whoa.
Swung out of her shoes.
That girl swung so hard.
Get her right here.
And she missed. Thank goodness. No balls. Two strikes. One out. Devin Wines delivers. Throws one in there a little high for a ball. So that's just ball one. This girl's swinging hard.
Yeah, she was swinging out of her shoes.
Devin's ready, delivers. She hits one to Chelsea. Chelsea backhands it, throws it to first, and gets the runner at first. That, though, is an RBI that sends in the runner from third to home for an RBI. Sends the second person from second to third. So there's two outs in the inning, runner on third.
Kristen Etzler.
And they scored another run. We've got Etzler at the plate. She's batting in the sixth spot. Pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Indians trailing. Devin to the plate. High. Over the catcher's head. Runner easily makes it in from third to home. Scores another run.
Let's go. Get out of here.
Five runs this inning in the bottom of the fourth. Makes our score 11 to nothing. Favoring the Lady Knights from Crestview. Devin's ready again. Throws one in there low for a ball. Got two balls, three balls, one strike, two outs. Outfield's pretty much playing straight away. Pitch to the plate. Called high ball. That makes three balls, one strike. Devin delivers. In there for a strike.
Gotta get her here.
In there for a strike. That brings the count to full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Got to get out of this inning. Pitch to the plate. Popped up. Popped up right into the Fort Recovery stands. Count still full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Devin Wines delivers. Low. That's going to send a runner to first base. Base on balls. Got a runner on first. That was Etzler. First baseman for the Lady Knights. Standing on first. Number five, McCoy, steps to the plate with her white therapeutic socks on. You going to say anything this game, or are you going to sleep?
I'm going to sleep.
Runner goes. Throw down. Not in time. So we've got number five at the plate, McCoy. Her count is zero balls, one strike. Devin's ready. The pitch. Ooh.
That's what went.
Called ball. Well, the pitch I thought looked decent, and it was kind of a check swing. Anyhow.
He should have gave it to us.
What do me and Darian know? Devin Wines delivers. That ball is hit in the gap right over second base. That's going to roll out to second. The ball is... ball was hit to center field. The runner from second tries to make it home. And the great throw back to Devin. Devin turns, throws the ball to the catcher, gets the runner out at home. So gets us out of that inning. We will take a break and we'll be back. Hannah Kanapke at the plate. She pops one up and their catcher makes an unbelievable effort at that ball.
Yeah, right in the gravel.
And dives through the gravel. Never seen a field quite like this.
No. Their baseball diamond has dirt on it.
Oh, there's a neat idea. Have some red clay on a ball diamond instead of gray gravel. Sweet. Pitch to the plate. Hannah pops one up to second base. Easy play for the second baseman.
Kanapke retired by Alyssa Jett at second base.
Alyssa Jett makes that play for the Lady Knights.
Whitney Will.
Whit Will up to the plate. We've got, who do we got on deck? Emily Hart's on deck. First pitch in there for a strike. Pitcher's ready. Wit's wet, ready. In there for a strike. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Ooh, she goes down swinging. One, two, three. Three pitches. She's out. That's out number two for the Lady Indians.
Emily Hart.
Emily Hart steps in, checks a sign from Coach Tin. She's in the batter's box. First pitch. That ball was fouled over the catcher's head and hit the ump right in the face. Right in the face. Good thing he had his mask on.
Yep.
Next pitch. Outside for a ball. Got one ball, one strike. Two outs already in the top of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. Popped up. Oh, man. Popped up, caught by the catcher. One, two, three.
And that's your ball game.
And that's the end of the game. We were trailing 11-0, and after the top of the fifth, the game's called. We lost this one 11-0 against the Lady Knights from Crestview. Thanks very much for tuning in to FR Radio. Thanks for listening to Darian and I, Steve Stone. And we'll talk to you next game. Thank you.